Sherman Alexie is the author of several books that were part of the One Book Community Read program. His book, The Absolutely True Diary of a Part-Time Indian, which made the National Banned Books list this year, was the one book for all Park City High School students to read. Last month, Alexie and filmmaker Chris Eyer, whose film Smoke Signals was adapted from one of Alexie's short stories, visited Park City and lectured in various film and English classes. At this week's school board meeting, board members heard complaints from parents for the first time since the visit, claiming that Alexie had psychologically abused the students. Parent Kristen Brown expressed her disappointment that the administration supported this book and this author.
He opened one lecture by having all of the white children stand and say, "I am an overprivileged SHIT head." The children were called racists. He used foul language extensively. He called the children overprivileged whites. In one of the lectures, the white males in the room were asked to stand and say, "I have urination privilege."
She says the kids can't help the color of their skin and shouldn't have to think that this is part of a, quote, whole education.
This is not education. Mr. Alexie was allowed to use brainwashing and indoctrination techniques on our children without restraint. It's unconscionable that this administration of PCHS did nothing to stop the systematic abuse of our children from occurring. They allowed our children to be sworn at and put down, debased, and denigrated. This went on for several lectures with no impediment. The conscientious parents in this school district teach their children not to be racist, and that being called a racist is one of the worst things that can happen. And yet Mr. Alexie was allowed to baselessly call our children racist.
Other parents wondered where the administrators and adults were when Alexie was subjecting students to the, quote, psychological abuse. They claim that Alexie mocked parents who complained about the book and said they likely didn't even read it. The parents further said the kids who may have wanted to speak out or get up and leave the lectures would have been ridiculed by their peers and the teachers themselves. One parent said Alexie further berated the students for their assumed socioeconomic status. Parent Julie Eihausen also spoke at the school board meeting and defended the choice of the book and said her daughter's experience wasn't the same when Alexie spoke.
It's pretty common knowledge that there are two books, that there are choices, that if you do not like the assigned book, you can have your student read another book. I believe Dr. Connolly and the administration and this school board researched this and came to the right conclusion. I just texted my daughter and asked her, "Did you have to stand up and ask or and state that you are an overprivileged head in this Alexie assembly?" And she says, "I'm going to answer this in the same way every kid there would. No."
Several other parents who spoke simply felt the book was not good enough to warrant the profanity used, and Alexie's message did nothing to inspire the students. School board members don't respond to public comment during the meetings, but instead post their response on the school district website within several days of the meeting. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.